meet and greet Mr. Lynn Carter.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I know what you're expecting, Arms. You expect me to get dirty right away, but you keep the record spinning because, oh, I'm going to rip it off the wall later on. You wait, you catch up with me. I'll tell you, we're going to rip it off the wall. You wait. If I am fancy free and I love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. Something's calling me from way out yonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. I got to give vent, oh, to my emotions. Yeah, you know, I'm only content having my way. I'm gay on the all today. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings. My heart has wings, wings, wings. If I am fancy free and I love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. It's that gypsy. Told you the first time, the gypsy. It's that gypsy who's got the kind of gypsy, the gypsy. Me a tambourine, honey. Thank you so much. Oh, you are such a nice audience here tonight. I don't know what to do for you people. I tell you the truth, honey. Right now, I am in such bad shape. My feet are killing me. I got the biggest size shoes they sell, but honey, I tell you, I should have wore the shoe boxes tonight, the way my feet are killing me. In fact, you know, I'll tell you something. You know, you think entertainers don't hear when they come on stage, but I heard, I definitely heard a voice over in this section of the arena over here. I heard the voice, well, I'll tell you the truth, it was a high-pitched feminine voice. And, I took it for granted it was a woman. But then you never know, honey, today. I'll tell you the truth, it's a changing world we live in. Yeah, honey, it's here today and gone tomorrow. Today's buddy can be tomorrow's sister, just like that. Yeah, but you know something? I heard the voice say, oh, would you look at that child up there acting so weary and lazy. Well, I'm not weary. I'm not lazy either. I tell you, I just don't rush, that's all. I'm tired all the life I lead, tired of the blues I breathe. You know I'm tired counting things I need. Gonna cut out why that's the truth, get a brand new song. That's enough of that, honey. I'm tired. Yeah. Oh, the clothes I wear, tired of the patches there. You know I'm tired of the crows I scare. I'm gonna truck downtown, spin my mood, get some high vamp shoes and a new man. Yeah, you a plucking boy, honey. I got these, honey, let me get in this chair here. It just takes me a minute, you know, to get in the chair, cause I may look loose in this dress, but honey, I am in this dress. If it ever lets go, we are all going in the same wagon. You better believe it. I guess I ought to go see a psychiatrist. You know, one of those rich people's doctors. I tell you, they are crazy. Let me give you the message on these boys. You walk in their office. Now, you don't know them, and they never laid eyes on you. First thing they say is, get on the couch. Well, maybe they're not so crazy at that, you know. I'll tell you, honey, after 3 treatments, I didn't care if I ever got well myself. Mother was a mess on that couch, honey.
Yeah.
But you and I went to one in Hollywood, too. I walked in this man's office, and I said, hello, doctor. And he said, how are you? I said, well, honey, I am ill. Sick, sick, sick. I am ill. He said, well, lay down on that man, and I'll be right with you. I said, I beg your pardon. He said, lay down on that man, and I'll be right with you. I said, wait a minute, honey. That's the way my problem started in the first place, you know? He said, no, you don't understand. That man thinks he's a couch. And he was no beauty rest either, I tell you. Now, I can get a moment's peace all the time I was in that office. I didn't make any money there either, honey. I tell you, he told me a lot of fine words about psychiatrics and metaphysics and Christine Jorgensen. You know Christine? Yeah, the Copenhagen capon. Yeah, they sure plucked that chick, didn't they? You know, I knew Christine before all that monkey business ever happened. I knew Christine when he was a GI, before he became a G-Wiz. But honey, Christine is making money now. Just finished a beautiful, beautiful picture for Paramount Studios. They even tried to get Hitchcock to direct. Yeah, but he was hung up someplace and couldn't do it, honey. But oh, it's a beauty. And the story, oh, honey, the story. It's boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy becomes girl. They're gonna call the picture I Used to Be on Top. Yeah, you gotta work with some of this, don't you, darling? Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's a sequel to Somebody Up There Likes Me. That's what it is. And they're gonna do it on television, too. It's gonna be on Climax. It's gonna be called If You Can't Get a Raise, Take a Cut. I bet that burns Ed Sullivan's toast, you know. But the last time I saw Christine was about a year and a half ago in Las Vegas. You know, she was working in a hotel. And I was working in a room in a hotel. I wasn't making any money there either. You know me, Open House Lynn. But, you know, my doctor told me, among other things, he said, you know what you need, Lynn? You need to get out of theaters and nightclubs, and you need to just, you should get out, honey. That's what you should do. Just get out. I don't know. In fact, he said, you know, why don't you try going abroad? I said, honey, I work that way. What do you mean, why don't I try? He said, no, why don't you go to Europe? And I did, too. I was a mess in Europe. Yeah, I did. I fly over there, United. And, well, which way did you go, honey? And there's another way. In fact, I tell you, I loved it. I loved it in London, too. You are a mess, child. You enjoy it. Listen. And I tell you, oh, and honey, I got to London. I'll tell you, honey, oh, I carried on. I was in that foggy London town. Had me up, it had me. Shook me up. And then I went abroad to the channel. I went over and I took the little ferry boat. And I went to, yeah, that's what it's called, honey. It's a ferry boat. They got them over there, too. And I tell you, in fact, and I got off in Paris. Oh, Paris is it's so French. I even went to all the little boites, you know, and I was up and down the Rue de la Paix and the Champs-Élysées and the Easy Lay, everywhere. Oh, honey, I was there. And I even learned to sing French, too. In fact, I tell you, honey, while you're beating your knuckles on those keys, do you know any French music? You do. I thought you did, but and you must know French music. You ain't been playing no English music here. In fact, I'll tell you the truth, honey. Let's sing this Tired. You know, people don't think you can sing Tired in French, but you see me, oh, I'm a continental mess. I learned how to sing Tired in French when I was there. In fact, you can just picture me standing on the left bank doing what's right. Always down on the right bank doing what's left. I don't know. Scratch that music there, will you, darling? I'm gonna lead the life that's not so pure. L'amour toujours, tonight's for sure, cause I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired of you. And honey, well, maybe I'm not that tired. You never know. Thank you so much.